Now, the rest of the story. If Tom were alive today, you would recognize him because you see him, his face, in the grocery store all the time. Tom was born in a tenement house in Glasgow, Scotland. His daddy was a local shop owner. In 1865, at the age of 15, Tom came to America. Now, back in Scotland, Tom had worked in a number of shops, including his father's, but it was not until working in America that Tom understood the potential of merchandising. In 5 years, Tom had absorbed all that he could of American merchandising strategy. He then returned to Glasgow, taking with him what he had learned, and on his 21st birthday, Tom opened a shop of his own, a small grocery on Stobcross Street. That was his first step on the road to fame and wealth, and to your grocery store shelf. Not far down that road, Tom met something that would make his name a household word in Scotland, the world's largest cheese. 21-year-old shop owner Tom was determined to use what he had learned in America now, determined to do things right from the start. Advertising his store in Glasgow, Tom then proceeded to make his establishment as attractive as possible. From a pole above the door, he suspended a large wooden ham. In the window, humorous advertisements, drawn by one of Scotland's leading cartoonists. By night, gas jets lit the shop's interior. Tom was playing the American game, anything to attract attention. Business soon picked up. Soon Tom opened a second store. Before he knew it, a decade had passed. His publicity stunts had paid off handsomely. Now folks all over Glasgow were wondering what would Tom do next. Well, the time was right for Tom's wildest plan, an idea he had been considering for some time, a display of the world's largest cheese. Newspaper ads informed Tom's hometown the cheese would be imported from America. Though the exact dimensions and weight of the cheese have been forgotten, the ads tell us it took 6 days and the labor of 200 dairy maids and the milk of 800 cows to produce that cheese. Understandably, Glasgow was in awe. When the steamer bearing this mammoth cheese sailed in, curious crowds, hundreds were waiting at the docks, in the streets. As it was transported to Tom's store, the onlookers cheered. It was early December, 1881. Within days, Tom had implanted gold coins, sovereigns and half-sovereigns, in his cheese mountain. This in imitation of the traditional sixpence in the Christmas pudding. And on Christmas Eve, when the cheese was sliced and put up for sale, a special squad of police was required to control the mob at Tom's grocery shop door. Monster cheeses became a Christmas tradition at Tom's grocery. I'll bet you'd never heard of them. In fact, you'd never heard of Tom at all were it not for a certain something he sold soon after he had become a chain store tycoon and a self-made millionaire. You see, Tom was the first merchant to bag and tag tea. For the Scottish youngster whose first lessons in merchandising were learned in the United States, the young man who brought the American flair for publicity to Glasgow, Scotland, the rising grocery store owner who made a name for himself by implanting gold coins in a monstrous mountain of cheese, is remembered today and seen every day, his likeness in your grocery store, for a comparatively insignificant something, labeled tea bags. For he was Sir Thomas Johnstone Lipton. And now you know the rest of the story.